Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has recorded 3 new cases of COVID-19, with an additional 6 cases in travellers in hotel quarantine. All 3 of today's local cases are linked to the Avalon cluster. Investigations continue into the source of the Avalon cluster, which now numbers 129. They had all been identified as contacts of known cases. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Carey Chant is encouraging more people to get tested.
No matter what symptoms, however mild, please present for testing. Whilst many weeks ago I would have been happy with 16,329 tests in a 24-hour period, for me now I'd want to see those numbers pushed up well over the 20 to 30,000.
The Sydney Harbour foreshore will be closed off to the public on New Year's Eve. Sydneysiders have been told to watch the fireworks at home on television. People wanting to enter the central business district on New Year's Eve will need a special pass. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the measures, along with the stay-at-home orders on the northern beaches, are essential.
We don't want to create any super spreading events on New Year's Eve, which then ruins it for everybody across the state moving forward.
Former Victorian Premier Jeff Kennett wants Australia to hold a national inquiry into Australia's response to the pandemic. Mr. Kennett has told Radio 3AW an inquiry would help future generations by detailing what was learned during the response.
But when you have another medical virus or similar occurrence in the future, so that say, well, this is what they did in 2020, these are the sorts of things we should have in place immediately, this is what we should be doing.
Hospitals in England say they are struggling to cope with rising COVID-19 patient numbers. More than 41,000 new cases and 357 additional deaths have been recorded across the United Kingdom. Infection rates in England are currently highest in parts of London, Essex, and other regions in the southeast. Saudi Arabia has sentenced a female activist to more than 5 years in jail. Lujayan Al-Hathloul campaigned for women to be allowed the right to drive in Saudi Arabia. She and her family deny all the charges and say she has been tortured in jail. Rothna Begum from Human Rights Watch says it's shocking to see her convicted. The International Cricket Council has named Australia's Elise Perry the best women's player of the decade. She has also been honoured with awards for the 2020 and One Day Internationals. Former men's captain Steve Smith has been named Test Player of the Decade. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News in Easy English.